for dinner, then you wanna go home. We're the same, but we're different, since you're the one I'm kissing. You're fine, you're letting me go. I wake up every morning back in your room. We'll make a list of things that we'll never do. Cause I had your company.
All right, thank you for that. And that song you just heard is a little piece of Next to You, which has debuted today. And we have the artist with us right now, the lovely and talented Caitlin Dorff. Caitlin, exciting times, debut day. What's it like for you?
Hi, Rick. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. It's so awesome. I'm so happy that this piece of music is finally out in the world today.
You know, I had your brother, Stephen, on the show, so it's a family affair at this point.
Oh, I had no idea. That's actually so awesome. That's so fun. I love it. I hope you guys had fun.
We did. So now you sing, you also act as well. When did you sort of know, and I guess there's something in the family genes there, but when did you sort of know that the entertainment world would be it for you?
Well, I honestly, like you said, with my family being with who they are and with what they do, it was kind of just, I was born into it, I guess. I mean, I started singing and taking dance lessons and going out for auditions. I think I was like 5. So I've kind of just been around it my whole life. I'm like, yeah, it's been fun.
What's that like? I remember hearing an interview with Ryan Gosling when he got his start, and he said he would go to an audition and he'd enter the room and he said there were 15 guys who looked exactly like me. And then he said he would do the audition and he would like cry real tears, and then he found out later that the part was already given to Jared Leto anyway. So how do you sort of get by that kind of disappointment?
Honestly, I'm really lucky to have a family who has raised me and like taught me knowing, like, you know, this is a business of rejection and to be used to it, and that with every rejection you only are closer to getting something great. So I kind of just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I never let it get me down too much, even though it's hard sometimes, but genuinely I think I just hold on to that, you know, hope, and I just keep going, and I want to be as successful as my family, and I hope to make them proud, and so I kind of just hold on to that for as much as I can, you know?
Very cool. Now, tell me about, you got a big presence on social media, you got the TikTok. Do you sort of feel like some days where you're like, I don't even feel like doing a TikTok, but for my brand, I got to get something out there?
You know what? Funny you ask. I mean, not to bash on social media, but I feel like artists nowadays, it's like our biggest struggle, because I just want to make music, and I think that, you know, putting my phone up and recording everything I do all the time, it's fun, question mark? I mean, it's like, it's just kind of draining sometimes, but, you know, it's what everyone's doing now, and it's kind of the best way to get your music out there. So I have tried to erase that ideology of, you know, screw TikTok, whatever, screw the videos. I'm like, no, I love it. Let's do it. Let's get all my friends a part of it. Let's find a way to make it fun, you know?
I guess that's part of it, too. If it's not fun, then it becomes a job. And then, you know, you think, well, how much am I getting paid for this TikTok? And it's like nothing. So then you can just have fun with it, right?
Yeah. I've found a really great way to make fun with it. And my friends have fun with me. And we just kind of goof around and try to find the best in it, you know?
So, I know that you're going to have a couple songs featured in an upcoming horror movie with Robert Englund, of course, who's Freddy Krueger. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. It's my first time getting synced in a movie in general, and I think it's really funny that it happens to be a horror movie. I've never been one to watch horror films, but I obviously had to watch this one, and I loved it. It was just really cool to see how they could utilize pop music in a horror film. I was really curious to see what they were going to do, and honestly, it was so fun to watch. It worked perfectly. It was such a fun, great experience, and I'm so excited for it to be out and for everyone to see it.
And then also, I saw one of your TikToks where You got you're singing on the London Underground. It just seems like, and I know this is a lot of the way social media appears, but it just appears that you're just having fun 24/7.
Honestly, I do. I have a lot of fun. Every one of my friends is like, "When are you gonna sit down and get to work?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" I just find joy and fun with everything that I do, because what else is there to do? I mean, we have one life, right? You know,
yes.
Try to find the most in everything. So I definitely do have a lot of fun. I'm glad you noticed. That was so fun that night. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you saw that video. Yeah, that's so cute. Genuinely, I didn't even know my friend was recording. We were just coming home from a long day of school in London, and we were like, we all were songwriters in songwriting class, and we left a late night and wanted to sing. So we sang some Mamma Mia.
That's very cool. Now, for you, too, like your inspiration for songs, because I know some people, they'll just have songs written for them and say, here you go. And you still need talent to pull that off, obviously. But when you think about what you want to do, you know, like maybe there's a message in it for you as well. So, like, how much do you sort of feel your music?
I would say I feel 99% of the music I've released. The songs that I've written myself, 100% are my real stories and my emotions. And I feel like I've put music out before that wasn't mine. And there's such a difference when it's coming from your story and your life experiences. And I feel like ever since I started writing and started releasing my music, I've never wanted to go back, just because it's so much more meaningful for me and myself and my heart. And it's just something really special that I wish I had gotten into sooner. I think I didn't know if I could do it or not. I have a lot of songwriters around me who are so talented, and I have a lot to look up to. And so I think I just needed to give myself an extra push, and I did, and I love it more than ever. Anything. I've found a new love for writing, which is really awesome.
So with your dad and your brother, your other brother, Andrew, what are some of the tips and advice that they have given you outside of, you know, you do you, be yourself, but like maybe some of the more technical things, the advice they've given you?
Yeah, honestly, they have told me growing up, one, rejection. Rejection will always be huge. And to just be patient. They've told me that this industry is the slowest yet crazy, like just most craziest industry. And it's, everything takes time. You'll meet a lot of people in the industry that you'll go through great things with and maybe not the best. And to just always keep tunnel vision. This is a big one. The comparing game. That's, I think, biggest is to never compare yourself to others, as we all have our own paths and our own journeys, and your friends' successes are your successes, and the people around you, their successes, to only ever feel happy and good for other people, because it will only ever come back to you. As long as you're putting all your energy and focus and effort into your career and into the things that you love, then that's all that really matters in life, is supporting other people.
No, that's great.
And I hold on to that so strongly, like genuinely.
Well, the catchphrase is compare and despair.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Last question for you. I know you're a Nashville kid, you know, Belmont, all the music there as well. I mean, you can't escape it. That town has really come so far in the last 20, 30 years, you know, the NFL team and just, you know, hockey team, everything else they got going on there.
Go Fred.
Yes. So, can you give us out here in California a little flavor of what Nashville is like these days?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I am a born and raised California kid, but moving to Nashville, when I moved there about 4 years ago for school, and genuinely, I mean, when I moved, I had a little bit of a culture shock, and I will say, I was like, whoa, South is different. But no, there's something so special about being in Nashville. One, the community, the songwriting community, and just the musicians, the players, the artistry out there is genuinely next level. They bring such a beautiful, like, passion into what I say, like, into music and just into the arts in general. I think the way that Nashville has just been absolutely booming has made it so, like, such a hot city just to go to. And everyone, I feel like, wants to move there now because, one, everything's, you know, you never have to sit in traffic. It's everything's 5 minutes away from each other. And it's just, honestly, such a fun town with all great music. It's never ending. And it's just become a really great spot that I definitely will continue to spend time in my life.
All right. Very well said. Once again, the songs Still Love Malibu and Wish You Could Stay will be featured in the upcoming movie Natty Knox, starring Danielle Harris and Robert Englund. And the brand new song, which she has just composed and sings, we heard a little bit of it coming in. We'll hear a little bit of it going out as well. It's called Next to You, and we've been speaking with Caitlin Dorff. And Caitlin, any movie projects in the works?
You know, possibly. I'll keep you updated on that.
All right. Hey, congratulations on everything, on the single out today, and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with some open lines.